As we continue, I'm going to invite you into what we might call a thought experiment. That is what it was called when I first heard about it, but the person then quickly said, you know, that's code word for prayer, because sometimes he uses this with people who may not be ready to embrace prayer. If you today are with us and you aren't sure if God is with you, if you aren't sure that God hears you, that's okay. This is something you can participate in, and we'll see what happens. To start, I'd like you to consider what is something you're struggling with in these days. A burden you carry, perhaps. Is there something that's weighing you down? Is there something that is keeping you up at night? Is there something that, if you could, you would gladly let go of? I want to invite you to consider that this morning. And as you do that, I encourage you to close your eyes. As you close your eyes, just think about this. I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and we'll see where it goes. If you could meet God anywhere for a one-on-one, where would you meet God? Maybe it's a specific place. Maybe it's just a beach or a quiet spot. Maybe you have a favorite chair. I don't know where it would be, but for you, if you could meet God anywhere for a one-on-one with your eyes closed, think about that place where you would meet God. How would God come to you there? If you were in that place to meet with God one-on-one, how would God come? As a friend, as a father, as a sister, as a brother, how would God show up for you? As you sit in that place and imagine God coming to you, if you could look God in the face, what expression would you see? What are God's eyes telling you? And if God were to speak, what would be the first thing God would say to you? Of God, as you listen to the voice of God, I invite you to pick up that problem and ask God this question. God, if I gave you this problem, name whatever that problem is. If I gave you this problem, God, what would you give me in exchange as a gift? Listen in your heart. What does God say? What does He offer in exchange? Does that trade interest you? That you would offer that problem to God in exchange for what God offered you as a gift? If so, I invite you to simply pray, God, you can have it. God, you can have it. there's a deep, long Christian tradition of using this type of prayer to actually hear from God. It's not just our imagination. It is the presence of the Spirit speaking into our hearts. Let's continue in that place as we sing together.